Good morning. A warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most places only going back into the mid and upper 60s and even some lower 70s out there to start the day. We'll have hazy sunshine. It'll be hot and humid this afternoon, with temperatures approaching just about to 90 in most places. A weak cool front will slide in from the north and west and touch off just a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. The front not that powerful, but those thunderstorms that do pop up could produce torrential downpours for a short period of time. The showers and thunderstorms that do fire will last into the evening in spots before we see things dry out after sunset. Still, though, skies will be mostly cloudy overnight and it'll be muggy with areas of fog, and lows will drop back into the high 60s to around 70. For tomorrow, that same front, kind of lingering over us, will touch off another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. But again, not everyone will get wet. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny tomorrow, hot and humid, with highs reaching into the lower 90s. On Sunday, it starts out dry, but we'll turn our attention toward the west during the day, where a more potent trough of low pressure will be sweeping in from the Great Lakes. Showers and thunderstorms will become likely by mid to late afternoon and numerous toward the evening and overnight period. And some of these storms, due to the wind energy in the atmosphere, could be on the stronger side and maybe even severe with gusty winds and hail. Temperatures on Sunday will stay in the middle to upper 80s. Behind that front, we'll have some lingering clouds, maybe even a few showers in New England on Monday morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy from west to east through the day, with high temperatures in the lower 80s. It stays comfortable on Tuesday, much lower humidity, mostly sunny in the lower 80s, then we'll bounce back to the mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure hanging on into the midweek period next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the upper Midwest to Nebraska. Scattered to locally numerous thunderstorms are forecast to develop during the afternoon as a strengthening cold front and surface low pressure wave impinge upon a favorably moist and diabatically heated air mass. Damaging hail, strong to severe wind gusts, and a tornado or two are all possible. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Ernesto, which is now moving across portions of the Windward Islands. The center of Ernesto is located 30 miles southeast of St. Lucia, or 35 miles east-northeast of St. Vincent, and is moving toward the west near 24 miles per hour. This motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days with a gradual decrease in forward speed. On the forecast track, the center of Ernesto will move very near St. Lucia and St. Vincent in the next couple of hours and then move into the eastern Caribbean Sea later this morning. Data from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds have now decreased to near 45 miles per hour, though with higher gusts. Some strengthening, though, is forecast during the next 48 hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 35 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 54 degrees with a northwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 70 degrees, the dew point 65, 84% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Chemult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 90s, Boston mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, a few showers of thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 89 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 77, that's 5 degrees above normal. No rainfall yesterday for the month, just a trace, 26 hundredths below normal for August so far. And 20.36 inches for the year, which is 2.59 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 97, set in 1975. And the record low, 44, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:13 p.m. 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, very warm and humid today, with a few showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs near 90. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs right around 90. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs around 90. A scattered shower or thunderstorm this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, continued hot and humid with a scattered afternoon shower or thunderstorm in the lower 90s. Partly sunny Sunday, warm and humid, showers and thunderstorms likely by evening and overnight with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Morning clouds, a shower in New England Monday, then increasing sun, breezy, lower 80s, and partly to mostly sunny Tuesday through Thursday with highs in the lower to middle 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.